This is KCUR 89.3. Missouri is one of the few states in the nation that reimburses counties for housing state inmates before they head off to prison. While county officials appreciate the funding, they say the state is behind on its payments by millions of dollars. KCUR's Samuel King reports on why efforts to address that backlog are falling short.
At their meeting this week, Jackson County legislators got some good news from their state lobbyists. For instance, they won't be on the hook for millions to help maintain the Truman Sports Complex. But 2nd District Legislator Ron Finley asked lobbyist Fred Dreiling about the bad news, that the state still owes Jackson and other counties a lot of money, and that may not change anytime soon.
From the prisoner per diem, we're going to get $10 or what? What's going to happen with it?
We get $22.58 a day.
And yeah, but I'm saying it was $30 million, right, that is owed.
Officials say Missouri is unique among the states in the way it pays back counties for housing certain state inmates and transporting them to Department of Corrections facilities when it's time to serve their sentence. That system's also chronically underfunded. We don't know the exact number of inmates, but we do have some numbers from the DOC on what it owes. Jackson County is waiting for $1.8 million. That's second in the state, behind only St. Louis City. Jackson County officials like legislator Dan Tarwater contend it's now more than $2 million. Either way, he says, it's time for the state to pay up.
I mean, the way it impacts us is every one of us, taxpayers, is hit with the burden of this. You know, to hold prisoners for the state that may not be actually here from Jackson County. It's an unfunded mandate. We would love for them to be able to pay for the things that they ask us to do.
Adding to the problem for counties is that Missouri reimburses at a rate of $22.58 per inmate per day. That's about $15 less than authorized by state law. In Cass County, Sheriff Jeff Weber says even that rate would not be enough.
Our actual cost is about $65 a day. It's not keeping up with the actual cost of what we're doing.
The Department of Corrections says it can only pay what it gets in the state budget. Director Ann Presythe explained the process during a House budget hearing earlier this year.
The department receives a $10 million appropriation every quarter, and we're writing $10 million worth of checks in one business day. So we're sitting on go, ready to write it, and when that's done, we have another 89 days before we get another $10 million.
State leaders like the governor wanted to at least end the backlog. Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Dan Hageman spoke on the floor last month.
As many of you know, the first rule of holes is that when you find yourself in the hole, you quit digging. So what we're doing here, we've got an amount of money that we think will keep us from adding to that arrearage, and then we will address that at another time.
But in the end, the budget only increases direct funding for the reimbursements by $1.7 million. That's almost what DOC owes Jackson County alone. Another $5 million would go first to counties who implement a new electronic monitoring program. Department of Corrections officials say it's a potential solution to the backlog because it would be cheaper than holding inmates in county jails. But Weber says it's another example of the state passing the buck.
We're not giving you any more money for the program. We're going to take money that we're already giving you for something that we have to by law, and we're going to defer that to the new program, and you've got to do all these new processes to get that same money. That scares me. Well, you know, we're overworked as it is, and I say that across the law enforcement community here in our state.
Weber says he stopped counting on the state reimbursements for budgeting purposes. With the jail growing more crowded, a sales tax is funding a needed expansion. Jackson County's jail is crowded, too. Legislator Dan Tarwater says it may be only fair to ask the state for money to help replace it.
It's a complex situation, and we've been working on it for years and years, and it's not something that's going to be solved right away.
The state budget is now in the hands of Governor Mike Parson, and county officials are hopeful he will find more money to end the backlog. That decision is weeks, if not months, away as the costs continue to mount. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Samuel King.